What's it like to be back?
It feels good. I mean, a little weird at first, but it was nice to kind of just get on the ice and get that out of the way. So, but it feels nice to be back.
Are you nervous? Or are you excited for tomorrow? What's kind of the mindset going in?
Just try to treat it like every other game. I don't think I'm nervous or, you know, I'm excited to play against, you know, a former team that's, you know, it's something that you don't get to do very often, and you know, I'm looking forward to it.
How do you think the fans will react to your return?
I'm not sure. You know, I'm sure they'll come up with something, but I'm not really thinking about it too much.
Zach, there's a lot of friends on the other side. I mean, I know you'll line them up and hit them anyway, but will that be weird?
That'd probably be more fun, I think. Yeah, you're right. I have quite a few good buddies over there. So, but, you know, you try to treat the game as professional as possible, and I'm sure there'll be a couple of smiles out there, but, you know, once the puck drops, it's a game on.
Zach, there's a report there that came out that you had requested a trade out of Winnipeg. Did you request a trade from here?
Well, first and foremost, I didn't say that to Damian Cox. And my respect for the Jets organization dates back to my first contract. And I think, you know, with Chevy, the way he handles things, it was always in-house, and I'll keep it that way. I'm not going to say yes or no. What I will say is I've enjoyed my move to Buffalo, and I'm glad I'm a Sabre.
Halfway through the development season, what's your assessment of the year so far versus your expectations?
Well, I mean, I think as a team we have to be a lot better. I think everyone has a bit more to give. It's always tough when you're in a bit of a slump. You're trying to look for anything to break that, and hopefully, you know, tomorrow night's the deciding factor on that. Hopefully, we can get the 2 points and kind of break that slump.
Zach, what do you think the reaction of
Vanders will
be?
I don't know. We haven't really talked about it, but I'm just going to speak for myself. I'm not sure what people are going to do or what they're not going to do. I'm just excited to be back and play the game.
You know what this building's like. You've played in this building many times. Now you're going to play in it as an opponent, you know, and how loud it is and everything. What do you think that'll be like?
I think it'd be a cool experience. You know, I said before, one of the coolest things was, you know, when we moved from Atlanta to Winnipeg, it was a pretty cool first year, and how loud the rink was, and it was a pretty exciting place to play. And, you know, I'm sure tomorrow afternoon will be, you know, just as loud, and it'll be fun.
Players sometimes say they want to prove the former team's wrong. Is there going to be some of that in your game or Evander's tomorrow?
I take every game the same. I'm not going to change the way I play or do a certain thing just to try to impress or not impress anyone. I mean, I play a game a certain way, and I'm going to, you know, take every game, you know, the same way I do every night, and that's to play hard, and, you know, that's what I'll do tomorrow.
How often do you keep in touch with some of the guys? I know you and Trouble were obviously close, and a few other guys.
Quite a bit. I mean, it's, you know, with Jacob, obviously, it's a little bit more. We talk, you know, a couple times a week, but, you know, it seems like I'm always checking in every couple of weeks with the guys and seeing how they're doing. Don't really talk hockey or anything, just how the families are doing, how everyone's doing. You know, it's nice to keep in touch with those guys. I played with a lot of those guys for a lot of years, and, you know, it'd be a, you know, cool experience to play against them.
Zach, did you say that it got stale here?
Why did it get stale? I just think, you know, I wasn't I wasn't performing the way I wanted to perform, and, you know, I was not, you know, just didn't go the way that, you know, you'd like it to go. But that's in the past. I've moved on from that, and, you know, I'm just, like I said before, I'm excited to be in Buffalo, and it's been a good transition.